The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices. The Hayes Advantage. Your advantage on the Fed.
When the Fed starts tightening, whether that's in 14, 15, or beyond, it's probably not going to be able to move swiftly.
The Fed is going to face this quagmire that the funds rate can't remain at zero forever.
It just seems like the Fed's losing its way here and becoming increasingly academic about trigger points for their future actions.
They're going to need multiple quarters of stronger than what we've been getting economic growth before they're even going to think about removing the lifeline.
The Fed in Focus on Bloomberg Radio.
This is the Hayes Advantage, Bloomberg Radio, with Vonnie Quinn and me, Kathleen Hayes. Very pleased to have in focus with us today someone who's been there, done that, continues to monitor very closely and offer some prescient analysis of where the Fed is and where it's going. I'm talking about Lawrence Meyer. He's a former Federal Reserve governor. He's co-founder of Macroeconomic Advisors. He's been a professor. In fact, he taught at Washington University in St. Louis for 27 years, and he wrote a book in the 2000s, A Term at the Fed, An Insider's View, which continues Larry's very, how can I say this, professorly way of talking to us about the Fed, what it's doing, and what it means. Good morning, Larry. It's great to have you back.
Good morning. Very good to be with you.
So let's start with a look at the economy, because we've got some key numbers today which speak specifically to this question of the labor market outlook, which Ben Bernanke has stressed. That's what the Fed is watching to really determine when it starts tapering off. When you look at jobless claims, ADP employment, Challenger layoffs, how does the labor market look to you, Larry?
Well, I think we have a bit of a different view here. I'm going to put aside ADP. We only have to wait a couple of days to see the payroll employment report. I will note today's data, maybe the most dramatic, is the trade report, much worse than expected. That's going to have I haven't seen that current quarter tracking, but it's going to be a lot lower, I'm sure, than it was before. And I'll come back to that in a minute. So let me just talk about why we have a different view about the labor market. And that's because there's a very powerful regularity in the economy that when GDP growth slows, then with a lag, employment growth slows. So we saw very rapid growth over the previous 6 months at 194,000 coming into the June meeting. And that followed a period previously where growth was picking up. Now we look at growth as maybe in the range of 1.5 to 1.75, sub 2 in the first half of the year. So that's going to lead to a slowdown, we think, in employment growth in the second half of the year. So I think the labor market is if you want to measure it in average gains in payroll employment, is going to see a kind of a pause, a kind of a slowing down. We think it'll be 155,000 in the 6 months leading up to the September meeting. I think if you look forward, I think the most important thing, we're quite optimistic that things are going to get better in the second half, that we're going to see moving into a higher gear by the fourth quarter of next year. We're 3% or above in the next 2 years. And that's because we're in a soft spot because of the sequestration. As the fiscal drag recedes, the underlying economy is improving. We see plenty of signs that it's improving, and therefore we're confident, quite confident, we're going to see this improvement come through as the fiscal drag recedes. So soft spot now, slowing employment growth, we're on the track to finally moving to above-trend growth in a higher gear by the end of the year.
Well, Larry, many strategists saying that the Fed has now let the cat out of the bag, that September is going to be the first month that we're going to see tapering. If that is the case, do you still see the economy picking up in the third and fourth quarter as much as you're predicting now?
Well, first, let me kind of make the case for September and then December. And I think you started off with the most important thing. The chairman has, in effect, said they're going to go in September. And second, the big message in the press conference and afterwards has been this optimism message, looking at the cumulative improvement in the unemployment rate and payroll employment over the past 6 months or so. looking at the story of the momentum sort of building and released when fiscal drag recedes. So I think that I think that's the case for. Now, the case against in September is that the story of going in September was conditional, and he said in particular, if the data comes in consistent with what members expect. Were they expecting 155,000 as the six-month average in payroll employment? I don't know.
Well, in fact, it seems like what the Fed chairman has said, that they could taper in September. But is it the case, Larry, is you're given all the things we've heard from the Fed, that their decision is to seriously discuss whether or not to start tapering in September, not that they've already decided to do it. Is that kind of what you're saying here?
No, I would put it a little stronger. They have made a decision virtually to go in September unless the data disconfirms their expectations of the continued improvement in the economy. So they're definitely leaning toward September, no question about it. As one of the speakers in what we call the clarification period after the chairman's press conference said, it's always going to be data ahead of date. Now, it was referring particularly to the first rate hike, perhaps. But here's where we have a date. This is the only the chairman has put down a date. We think we're going to go in September, end in mid-2014. That was the shock of the meeting, to have a schedule thrown out at this time with 3 months of employment data still ahead. So it's more than they're going to discuss it. They discussed it thoroughly at the June meeting. Okay.
Just getting started with Larry Meyer, former Federal Reserve governor, co-founder of Macroeconomic Advisors.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.